Steve Dion here with the Final Score.tv, joined by Paul Valencia from the Columbian down there in Southwest Washington, talking 4A Greater St. Helens League hoops. And I think we have to start out with the boys. Union, the Titans, a team that you get to see a lot throughout the season. Typically, you know, they've been a powerhouse for the last few years. They lost a few of their key players, including Micah Paulson and Riley Hawken from a season ago. However, they retain Cameron Cranston. You know, Paul, do you see Coach Conley having the horses to bring them back to the state tournament in 2016?
Well, that's the goal at Union. That, you know, they're such a good program now, they don't think of things like rebuilding. They just, you know,
get reload.
Back to where they're going. Yeah, they just get back to where they've been. Cameron Cranston is a phenomenal talent, and he's going to be just 1 year better, of course. But it was interesting when the coaches had a poll that came out about a month before the season, and Union was number two in that poll. And one of the assistant coaches at Union was really surprised by that. We lost a lot of good guys from last year's team. And so I think the coaching staff is trying to, explain to the players, hey, what we did last year doesn't mean anything this year. Especially, we got a new group, a lot of new starters, and let's go. But yes, down here, we have to believe that Union is the favorite for the 4A GSHL. You know, Camas was number two last year, and they lost a ton of guys too. And Camas doesn't have the same, recent history as Union.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the Papermakers there were state tournament team last year. What do you kind of see as the ceiling for a team like that? Are they able to challenge for the league title, or are they able to make it to state again?
Well, right now they're in the growing pains of a new season with a brand new starting lineup. I think there's four new starters at Camas, maybe three, and it's not the same team as last year. But again, they've been trying to establish a program the last few years, so they're hoping to do what Union's doing, which is that they just they'll reload. I hate that it's a cliche, but that's what it is. That's what they're hoping to do. But no, I think Union is in a better place than Camas to repeat the success of last season.
Does Evergreen or Mountain View present, kind of a dark horse couple of teams to look out for?
Yeah, Evergreen, interesting, what do they call? Addition by subtraction. they had the best, Robert Franks went to Washington State last year, and he's an amazing talent, but now they're relying on a bunch of guys that never got the limelight, so they're playing a fun brand of basketball, fast-paced basketball. But again, right now, I think everything is just pointing to Union until someone can hang with them from around here.
Skyview is no stranger to making it to the woodshed in March. Do the Storm present a pretty strong challenge on the girls' side of things in the 4A?
Well, on the girls' side, yes. I watched a fantastic game yesterday between Prairie and Skyview. Prairie's the 6-time state champion, and Skyview won the state title a couple of years ago as well. So, and Prairie got him yesterday in overtime, but Skyview has four posts. I mean, it's just that they got these tall, as the coach said, we grow them tall in Skyview. So if they get some good guard play, they're going to be real special to watch, I think. And I still think in the 4A GSHL, they've got to be the favorites, Skyview does. Although what's interesting is Canis beat Prairie earlier in the season, and now Prairie just beat Skyview. And now in that particular game, Prairie shot like 18% from the floor and lost by 1 point. It was interesting to see Camas do really well in the early going, because again, they've got a bunch of new starters as well. So yeah, it's going to be Skyview and Camas probably battling for the 4A GSHL title in the girls. But even despite what happened last night, I think Skyview's got to be the favorite.
You mentioned Prairie a minute ago. It was going to be really interesting to see how the Falcons would, kind of fare after Al Aldridge left a few years ago. And it, sounds like they really haven't skipped a beat there.
Right. Well, they're still, still making it at least the Sweet 16. Last year they did get to the Tacoma Dome. They have, it's a real interesting team to watch. They have no height at all. So they just will, they just do the pressure defense, and they shoot a bunch of threes. I think last year in a state tournament game, I think they shot more than 40 threes in one game. Yesterday, they made 6 3-pointers in the first quarter. They just boom, 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 boom. They got a little cold later on, and Skyview came back. But Prairie's defense always will give them more shots than the opponents. Just all the turnovers they force. And they get a lot of offensive rebounds because there's so many long rebounds with the three-point shooting. So it's basketball like you haven't really seen it because they don't have a single post player.
Interesting.
Prairie hasn't had it for 2 years. There's just no one tall on that team.
It looks like Mountain View and Union are also off to pretty hot starts in the girls' side of the things. Do you see them presenting a challenge for a division title?
No, well, yeah, I think they're both getting better. I haven't seen Mountain View yet. I have seen Union. Union definitely is improving, but I watched them fall to Prairie in a non-league game, and yeah, what I saw was like they're still just not at Skyview's level yet.
Mm-hmm. And you know, of all of the games and the opponents and the gyms, you know, what is your favorite place to watch a Greater St. Helens League game? And, you know, is there one that's coming up, a contest coming up that you really have your circled on your calendar?
Well, that's I haven't looked at the calendar yet, so
yeah.
I pretty much, you know, wait till January when the league sessions gets really going, and then I start doing that. But you know, Camas is a fun place to watch a game. Union's got great crowds right now for basketball. Mountain View's always had a great crowd, so I do like that. And so that's an interesting question I've never asked. I've never even thought about that one as far as as where to watch a game. But it's fun at Union, Camas, and
quite a few options.
The Mountain View fans for years, whether the basketball team has been good or bad, their student section is incredible.
Paul Valencia with the Columbian, who's a fixture on Varsity Football Live, but also Varsity Hoops Live, where you can hear when we get the show started in January in just a couple weeks. Thanks for checking in with us today, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Hey, take care.